Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. A Call at 4 a.m. by Amit Segal explores how Israel has been shaped by moments of sudden crisis and high-stakes leadership choices, framed through the tenure of 13 prime ministers. The book examines the political pressures, security shocks, coalition dilemmas, and personal calculations that define governing in a country where decisions can become irreversible overnight. Segal, known in Israel as a prominent political journalist and analyst, uses his reporting perspective to trace how pivotal calls, meetings, and rapid responses influenced elections, policy directions, and public trust. Rather than treating Israeli politics as a distant set of headlines, the narrative emphasizes the mechanics of power, who had leverage, what constraints mattered, and how political survival often collided with national interest. The result is a focused look at decision-making under stress, with attention to institutions, personalities, and the recurring tension between democratic politics and security imperatives. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, crisis as a governing environment. The book presents Israel as a political system, where emergencies are not exceptions but a recurring context that shapes everyday leadership. The title signals the kind of moment when a leader is jolted awake and must decide quickly with incomplete information, competing expert advice, and major consequences. Segal examines how terror waves, wars, diplomatic surprises, and domestic unrest create compressed decision cycles that reward certain leadership traits while exposing weaknesses in others. In this environment, prime ministers manage more than policy, they manage attention, fear, coalition stability, and international expectations simultaneously. The topic also highlights how crisis management becomes political currency. Leaders can gain legitimacy through perceived competence, or lose it if the public reads hesitation as weakness. At the same time, decisions made under urgency can lock in long-term realities, from security doctrines to institutional norms. The analysis stresses that Israeli governance often occurs at the intersection of battlefield developments and parliamentary arithmetic, making political resilience and strategic clarity equally necessary. Understanding this dynamic helps explain why leadership in Israel can swing rapidly between admiration and backlash, stakes, and why historical turning points often begin with a single urgent briefing or late-night phone call. Secondly, coalitions, parties, and the math of power. A central lens in the book is coalition politics and how it constrains prime ministers regardless of ideology. Segal details how Israel's parliamentary system forces leaders to assemble governing majorities from multiple parties with divergent priorities, turning policy into negotiation. This topic looks at how coalition agreements, cabinet appointments, and committee control become tools for survival, and how small parties can extract significant influence. Prime ministers are portrayed as constantly balancing external threats with internal bargaining, one hand on security decisions, the other on keeping partners from collapsing the government. The book also clarifies why political realignments matter so much in Israel, where party splits, new movements, and leadership changes can reshape the governing map overnight. In such a system, personal trust and tactical timing can be as important as platform promises. Segal underscores that many dramatic national choices are filtered through coalition logic, what can pass in the Knesset, what will trigger an election, and what compromises will fracture a base. The reader comes away with a concrete sense of how Israeli leaders operate inside a tight corridor of feasibility, and why seemingly straightforward decisions often become complex standoffs among parties, factions, and individual power brokers. Thirdly, security decisions and the civilian leadership test. The book emphasizes that Israeli prime ministers face recurring tests of civilian leadership over security institutions. Segal explores how leaders interact with the military, intelligence services, and defense establishment, particularly when assessments differ or when uncertainty is high. The topic centers on the tension between professional expertise and political accountability. Security chiefs may recommend caution or escalation, but elected leaders must own the outcome and anticipate public reaction. The narrative shows how decisions about deterrence, operations, and diplomacy can redefine a premiership, especially when casualties, hostage situations, or surprise attacks dominate national attention. It also addresses how long-term strategic dilemmas tend to reappear across different governments, even as personalities change. This continuity forces leaders to choose between incremental management and transformative moves, each carrying risks. Segal highlights the pressure of making choices that affect both immediate safety and Israel's international standing, while opponents scrutinize every step for political advantage. The book suggests that the strongest leaders are not necessarily the most hawkish or dovish, but those who can integrate intelligence, political constraints, moral considerations, and communication strategy into coherent action. For readers, this topic clarifies why security debates in Israel are inseparable from leadership style and institutional relationships. Fourthly, public opinion, media, and narrative warfare, Siegel approaches Israeli politics as a contest not only of policies, but of narratives, and he shows how prime ministers must fight on the battlefield of public perception. This topic examines how leaders frame crises, justify compromises, and manage blame when outcomes disappoint. In a media-dense environment, rapid news cycles, leaks, and social platforms can accelerate political consequences, making messaging an essential instrument of governance. The book connects leadership durability to the ability to communicate credibility under pressure and to anticipate how different constituencies will interpret events. It also considers how opponents use investigations, rhetoric, and parliamentary tactics to undermine legitimacy, especially during security failures or economic strain. Siegel's perspective as a political journalist adds insight into how information flows influence decision-making, including the incentives to control briefings, stage public appearances, or delay announcements. The topic explores polarization and identity politics as forces that shape what the public is willing to tolerate from leaders, and how trust can fracture along ideological, religious, and demographic lines. The broader point is that political outcomes are often determined by who defines the story of a moment. Readers gain an understanding of how Israeli prime ministers attempt to convert crisis into mandate, and how narrative missteps can turn a manageable challenge into an existential political threat. Lastly, leadership profiles and the anatomy of crucial choices. By structuring the book around 13 prime ministers, Siegel offers a comparative view of leadership under similar structural constraints. This topic focuses on how personal temperament, risk tolerance, and decision habits influence outcomes when choices are tight and time is short. Some leaders prioritize consensus and institutional process, while others rely on intuition, small inner circles, or dramatic gestures. Siegel highlights how biographies, political origins, and coalition need shape what each leader sees as possible and what they consider worth the cost. The book also shows that crucial decisions are rarely isolated. A single call or meeting often sits atop months of political buildup, previous commitments, and unspoken assumptions about deterrence, diplomacy, or domestic reform. Evaluating leaders across different eras helps readers see patterns, recurring dilemmas, the weight of precedent, and the trade-offs between immediate stability and long-term strategy. The topic also addresses how leaders exit the stage, whether through electoral defeat, party rebellion, scandal, or historical judgment, and how those endings affect the interpretation of their key choices. Ultimately, Siegel invites readers to think like analysts of power to ask what options were truly available, what incentives pushed leaders toward particular paths, and how individual judgment can alter the trajectory of a nation. In conclusion, this book will appeal to readers who want a clear, politically grounded understanding of how Israel is governed, including students of Middle East affairs, current events followers, policy professionals, and anyone interested in leadership under pressure. It is also valuable for readers who do not follow Israeli politics closely, but want a structured entry point through recognizable turning points and the prime ministers who face them. The practical benefit comes from learning how real decisions get made when time, uncertainty, and competing stakeholders collide. Siegel shows the importance of incentives, coalition constraints, institutional relationships, and narrative control, lessons that translate to business, public administration, and civic life. Compared with many books that focus narrowly on ideology or on a single leader, this one stands out for its comparative sweep and its emphasis on decision moments that connect security, domestic politics, and public trust. The prime minister by prime minister approach helps readers see both continuity and change, making complex history more intelligible without reducing it to slogans. If you want an analysis that treats politics as the craft of choosing under constraint, and not merely as opinion, this book is worth buying and revisiting. If you would like to support Amit Siegel, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.